for the try to
Hello and welcome to CITR's Lunchtime Fill-In Show on this Thursday afternoon. A little rainy outside, not a good day to leave your umbrella at home. Unfortunately, I did that, but we'll survive anyway. Thankfully, remembered the waterproof pants. That's the important thing, right? Going to kick off the show with a band who've just released their second album. It's a long time in coming, in fairness. They released an EP right after the first album. We thought a second would be coming very soon afterwards. It took a little bit longer than expected, but it was probably worth the wait. They're a band called Surfer Blood, supported Folds a couple of weeks ago at the Commodore Ballroom. I'm going to play two songs from them today. I'm going to kick off with one that was kind of an early single they released. I'm going to have other new songs coming up in the next hour as well. Plenty to look forward to. But first up, this is Surfer Blood with Weird Shapes on CITR 101.9.
Yeah.
That is Scottish band Camera Obscura and a track called Break It To You Gently from their new album Desire Lines. Definitely, that's one of the more kind of standout tracks in the album, one of the more upbeat songs on the album. They are kind of one of those bands, a little bit samey, you could say, but definitely the album is a little bit of a grower, I hope. So that is Camera Obscura, very good band. Definitely check out their other work if you do like that song. Going to play a few more new tracks over the course of the next, 45 minutes. Going to have some new Nine Inch Nails, Queens of the Stone Age. Also going to play some good Canadian bands like Hooded Fang and Yukon Blonde, so stay tuned for that. First up, though, I'm going to play, you could say a band, it's more of a solo artist, really. She has a band name, it's called Waxahachie, but really it's just one girl. Katie Crutchfield comes from Brooklyn in New York. She was in the band P.S. Elliott with her twin sister. They broke up, and the band at least. And she's released two albums under the name Waxahachie, one in 2012, it was called American Weekend, and one just this year, and I don't know if I can actually pronounce it. I've actually been trying. Cruelly and Salt, I'm going to say. But definitely, it's a lot better than the first one, I think. A lot more of a proper album. The first one was kind of just recorded in her own room, and it kind of sounded like it, even if there were some good songs on it, for sure. But this is much better produced. Most songs are in or around 2 minutes long as well, which I quite like. Plenty of pretty upbeat stuff. Basically just her and a guitar for the most part. Some drums thrown in for good measure as well. And some nice kind of quiet songs as well on the album. Definitely, I would recommend it anyway. That is Cruelly and Salt from the band Waxahachie. Really just Katie Crutchfield. I'm going to play a track from it after all that babbling. This is a track called Coast to Coast on CITR 101.9. Touch is empty.
Larger, but I know. Ooh, I Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. Kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Yes, welcome back to CITR 101.9. Before the break there, you heard Best Coast. Before Waxahachie decided to loop itself, right after that I played Best Coast. It was kind of, I think, a Record Store Day single. It was called Fear of My Own Identity. And they are playing in the Rio Theatre. I believe it's on Monday, August 12th, I'm going to say. Yep, they're actually being supported by Bleached as well, who have a very similar sound, fronted by two girls as well, two sisters. I played them on the last show. I'm sure you weren't tuned into that one. But anyway, definitely similar kind of vibes. If you like Best Coast, you're probably going to like Bleached. And it's probably going to be a pretty show down at the Rio Theatre in August. I think it's right after Squamish as well, pretty much the Monday after. I'll be heading to that one as well. I'll be playing one of the bands who are headlining at Squamish on this Saturday night in a few minutes' time. But first up, I'm going to take a track from Yukon Blonde from their album Tiger Talk. I'm going to take a track a little bit more subdued than their usual stuff, I suppose. This is called 4LA.
Yeah.
That is Hooded Fang, getting lots of play in the last hour on CITR 101.9, Dunkin' Donuts, of course, hosted by Duncan, played one. I just actually arrived into the studio and I heard it playing and I was like, no, I hope it's not my song. But no, it's a different song from the same album. The band is called Hooded Fang. I think it's their third album. It's called Graves. Graves was the single as well, and I played it a little while ago. And it's definitely the standout track on the album for me, but there's lots of growers on there as well. That's kind of my word of the day. Albums that grow on you. Okay, I'm going to play a track now from a band called Nine Inch Nails. They've just reformed. They weren't away too long. He announced his retirement, Trent Reznor did, in 2009. They played a farewell tour. He was going off to form his new band with his new wife called How to Destroy Angels. They're still going. Only released their album, their first full album, earlier this year. But he's brought Nine Inch Nails back, and they've, of course, announced a world tour as well that includes Vancouver, playing in November 22nd. I think pre-sale tickets went on sale today. The actual pre-sale tickets from the band's website went on sale on Monday. I'm sure they sold out pretty quickly, but I'm sure there's still tickets left, lots of tickets left, through that big website that we all know, with a ticket in it. Anyway, I'm going to play the new single from them, Came Back Haunted. A great song, definitely. If you like kind of classic, upbeat, catchy, rockin' Nine Inch Nails, you probably love this song by now. I've played it to death, but I still love it. The new album, Hesitation Marks, isn't out until September, so we have a little while to wait for the long play, but definitely this will tide us over for a little while yet. And, of course, just heard yesterday that David Lynch is going to direct the video for this song as well. Of course, they worked together on was a Lost Highway way back in the mid-90s, maybe it was 97 actually, and A Perfect Drug, which is definitely one of my favorite Nine Inch Nails songs, and this is slightly reminiscent of that, especially at the end. Anyway, okay, that's a lot of talking. So this is Nine Inch Nails and Came Back Haunted on CITR 101.9.
Haunted. You So loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
But the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Yes, welcome back to CITR 101.9 with me, Dara, filling in just until 2 o'clock here. And before the break, you heard Queens of the Stone Age, a track called Calopsia from their new album Like Clockwork. If you're a fan of the band and you haven't checked out that album, then you've got a lot to look forward to. And they're also obviously playing as well, headlining at Squamish on this Saturday night in August. So looking forward to that one. And you might have heard a little bit of Trent Reznor in there as well. Josh Homme, who's basically is Queens of the Stone Age, and Trent Reznor, who basically is Nine Inch Nails. Yeah, Josh Homme, he brings collaborators into his albums, but you don't really hear too much about them, especially on this album. Of course, Dave Grohl is imprinted there because he's playing the drums. But you don't hear much of the other collaborators apart from Trent Reznor. He's definitely got his fingerprints all over that song. He plays synths and does backing vocals, and I think he did a little bit of production on it as well. Definitely has a Nine Inch Nails feel about it, the way it jumps in. Anyway, that is Queens of the Stone Age. probably album of the year so far, I would say, Like Clockwork. Gonna play something a little bit different now, coming in towards the end of the show. It's a big kind of indie rock. Their band called Elephant Stone, a Canadian band. This is from their self-titled second album. And this song kind of reminds me of a band called Monaco. You might remember them from the 90s. They Hook from New Order and Joy Division played in them. I guess he was probably the front man. I can't even remember. But they had one song that you might know, and this one sounds a little bit too much like it for my liking. I liked the song at first, and then I realized, damn, that sounds a hell of a lot like Monaco. And I will see what you think. The song is called Love the Sinner, Hate the Sin. It's from the album Elephant Stone by the band of the same name. And this is it on CITR 101.9, Elephant Stone.
Is this
Yes, I started the show with that band Surfer Blood, and I finished it off with them. That is a track called Prom Song. It's the closing track on their second album. It's called Pythons. And if you liked the first one, I'm sure you've heard the song Sing or Swim anyway. It was kind of their breakout single, even a long time before they even released their first album. But yeah, it's a really catchy album. Definitely worth checking out if you like that sort of pop rock, indie rock, I don't know. Anyway, Surfer Blood, that is their, from their, I guess you would say over here, their sophomore album, Pythons. And then it's a track called Prom Song. Earlier in the show, of course, starting off the show, we played Weird Shapes. And before that, you heard a band called Elephant Stone with a song called Love the Sin, Hate the Sinner. And I said it kind of reminded me of Peter Hook's old band Monaco. I haven't listened to the song side by side. It's definitely just the start of the song that's reminiscent of it. And the song, of course, was called What Do You Want From Me? So maybe I'll give that another listen later on, bring back some memories. Okay, that is it from me on CITR 101.9 in this lunchtime fill-in show. Coming up next, we've got Robin with Ink Studs. I think he's got a big show planned, so I'll finish up a little bit earlier than I would have done. I was going to play a Neil Young song, but don't really have time for that. So from me, thanks very much. Thank you for listening. And who knows, next time, maybe, whenever that is, I'll be back. So going to go out with my little sting here. But yeah, enjoy today. It's a little rainy outside. Hopefully it'll dry up later on. I was going to play some football, but I don't think that's going to happen today. Anyway, I'm seriously rambling here. Should have just played a song at the end. I probably could have played that Neil Young song after all this talking. Anyway, that's it from me on the Lunchtime Fill-In. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9. Plenty coming up. As I say, Robin with Ink Studs coming up next. Goodbye.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.